727 there, no.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Z, the champ. Pound for Pound Radio's back. Yeah. I actually think Pound for Pound Radio, it would be a good idea to bring him back. It's much better than the streams. It's a lot of drama. No drama. You know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah, I could take callers, but I usually don't take callers unless I know who it is. But anyways, yeah. I mean, I already said on Instagram, but for those of you that, you know, let's say you don't go on Instagram, but most people do, but some motherfucker ran up, tried to fight me, and I knocked one of his teeth out. So, yeah, I mean, not a good idea to challenge a professional boxer on the street. You know. He did, and he got knocked out. Self-defense. Clear conscience, talk about it, social media, man. But 279, yeah, I mean, like in June, because right now, like me and my ex-girlfriend, oh yeah. Well, listen, that's pretty much the point of the show, because that's more important than boxing. You know what I mean? But I'm over her, though. You know, people probably didn't expect to hear this so soon, but I'm over that bitch, man. Her loss. I realize that she doesn't deserve a man like me. No, she dumped me. She broke up with me. I got no shame in saying that. I mean, she was a model, supermodel, professional model. I saw the pictures and everything, and she's hot as fuck, and, you know, what can I say? But her personality is just not there, man. Not there. Girl pulls up in my house, start, you know, yelling, saying some shit, and then calls me, starts talking shit, and then I'm like, wait a minute, this is becoming, I mean, this is already toxic, so I'm saying this reminds me of my marriage, my 2-year marriage with Daria, you know, where, like, love, hate, but there was, like, same thing, well, not same, almost same thing here. But I was like, I was still like, fuck it, I'm gonna take the good with the bad, because she's so fucking sexy that like, I can't pass this up, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and then I just, you know, okay, yeah, she dumped me, broke up with me, whatever, for really pretty much no reason, but she still has the right to do so, and I still wish her luck, to be honest, man. But it's just, yeah, she's not the nicest person, but whatever. On to the next, man. Ain't that right? Now I'm 278 or no. I mean, 22 away from 300. You know, I'm gonna get there. I'm definitely gonna get there. Nobody's gonna come on. How can I retire when I'm this close to 300 now? All I said was I just want a break. That's it. Take the rest of May off, obviously, recover, and then I'll start training. I train like a few days before the fight. You know what I'm saying? And my best win against the Kung Fu champion, I did not even train. I just walked in the gym and just challenged him and knocked him the fuck out on the video. I mean, you all seen it, Kung Fu champion, man. Assault my ass. How the fuck can that be an assault, man? Come on, that guy had gloves, man. Yeah, so. But next opponent, again, whoever accepts the challenge, but it's going to be a fighter, and I'm going to beat the shit out of him. One-hitter quitter, and that is beating the shit out of someone. When you hit somebody and they don't fight back, that's considered beating the shit out of somebody. That's one-shotting. Yeah, but look, man, I'm telling you, there was Tim Zaitsev, right? Like, even a hater, I don't want to talk about haters, but some hater knows about the whole story, you know what I mean? And my neighbor, you know, talking shit, you know, challenging me. I knocked him out so bad that he had 4 different damages from one punch. I hit him once, just one time. I don't know if I hit him a second time, I could have paralyzed him. You know, fuck that. So, hit him once, he got knocked out, like, cold. So, yeah. You know, I got the power, man. Charlie's on off. Number one. power, to, not just power, the speed, but the footwork. You know, a lot of people have been praising my footwork, you know, in the past few years. And, yeah, I mean, just the boxing ability. No, Deontay Wilder. Yeah, look, man, I beat him, man. Let's just sum this up short. All right? Deontay Wilder sold me short. And he got knocked the fuck out. That's all. That's it. Whatever he does after that, unless, if he rematches me, he's going to lose again. So exactly, whatever he does after that, and he doesn't want a rematch. That, come on, Dominic Brazil, seriously? Let's say he beat him for real. Who the fuck is Dominic Brazil, man? That dude's a fucking bomb, man. Let's say that was not, it looked staged the way it felt. Like, first when I seen it, I'm like, eh, I don't know, whatever, this looks weird. But then when I looked at it again, the other dude dropped like he was, like, I don't know, man. Like I said, real or not, I beat Deontay Wilder. It's just whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's irrelevant what he does in the mainstream. The mainstream boxing is a joke. It's fake. It's fraud. I already said this many times. I've proven it. I've beaten them. I've physically beaten these guys. And they're my easiest opponents, literally. Like, analytically, statistically proven that mainstream boxers are my easiest opponents. Okay, the Wilder fight was tough in the second time. The first in the ring, how was that tough? I just ran up and hit the guy and he flew. That was an easy win for me. Second fight, I got cheap shotted. That's why he was winning. As soon as I started fighting back, yeah, he caught me with that left, but he didn't hurt me at all. Okay, I take that back. It obviously didn't feel good getting punched, but I wasn't hurt. You know, I wasn't like, I was able to continue. This puncture, he was thrown while I was down. And he did it twice. He got like double DQ'd, man, in that fight, man. Yeah, he got DQ'd, but in the ring, I knocked Deontay Wilder out. Now let's go back. So I was 25 years old. Now I'm 30, almost 31. I'm in my prime, literally in my prime, in the peak of my career. I knocked the guy that I knocked out in my last fight. I don't care, street, ring, whatever. That was self-defense. Video, not video. How the fuck are you going to record a sporadic street fight when a fucking, neo-Nazi or whoever. He looked like a neo-Nazi, I'm not sure. But anyways, it doesn't matter who the fuck he was. Some dude runs up on you, you knock him out and knock his teeth out. That's more impressive than anything Deontay Wilder has done in his life. A bare-knuckle win, you know what I'm saying? Come on. No padding. That's real fighting, man. And I would fucking obliterate Wilder. I'm saying that his fucking opponents are shit. You know what I'm saying? And my opponents are, like, you know, world-class fighters and good fighters. And the amateur fighters that I beat, they're talented too. You know, good up and when I box up and comers. Because, look, think about it. I'm 278-0. It's hard to find an opponent who's 277-0. Because there is none. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to find another 278-0 opponent. There is none. Yeah, there's a couple hundred and old guys and the amateurs, so bring them on. I'll knock them out. And the whole thing about pros fight pros, amateurs fight amateurs. But Voxer is not a pro, though. Why are they saying the word pro? They're not pros. They're amateurs that are terrible. Actors. Yeah, I wasn't joking when I said that about them. They're all fake, man. Mainstream boxing, it's not. They're a fraud. No, so damn. I haven't done these radios in a while. But yeah, Charlie Zone off number one pound for pound, and like I said, man. Well, yeah, next fight, you already know the result, man. Come on, I'm gonna go to the gym. I'm gonna smash the living shit out of somebody with a left hook to the face, or a right hook, or you know, depends what angle I'm standing at, what opening I see, you know, the timing, you know. Or I'll hit him with volume punches. You know, my best strategy is just to throw like as many punches as I can, hit him as many times, make him uncomfortable, make him nervous, and knock him the fuck out. Swarm somebody. That's my style. I can be boxer puncher, and that's what I do. But when I hit them, oh yeah, before I get off the air, when I hit my opponents with usually the left hook, that first punch, bam, you know what I mean? Just to give them a taste, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm still in my stance, ready to continue the fight, and they see the demeanor, they feel the power, they feel the hand speed, and they're like, fuck this. And that's why I'm 278 or no. Everybody have a great day. Charlie Zonoff, number one, pound for pound.